Welcome to the CrossFit to Weight War podcast, where we talk about health, fitness, and explore the local community of Fenton, Michigan. We're your hosts, Jen and Andrew Charlesworth. Want to visit us? Head over to www.crossfittoweightwar.com or check us out on Instagram at CrossFitToWeightWar.
And welcome back to the best podcast in the world, actually ranked number one in fitness by myself and Jennifer at our kitchen table. Welcome to the CrossFit to Weightwar Fitness and Fitness Podcast. My name is R.Andrew Charlesworth, here with the truth. And I'm sitting here with the beautiful, clean hair, Jennifer Lynn Charlesworth. Say hi, and sorry about our dog walking around.
Hello.
So we're going to do a 21.3 wrap-up.
And overall open,
probably. Overall open. Out of some of the coolest stories that we saw from 21.3. Mm-hmm. And you said you had one off rip, so would you like to start? Yeah, write the people's name down so we can tag them.
Yeah, I did. 21.3 was the separator, if you will. Mm-hmm. It was a chance for people to showcase their skills, mm-hmm. with the toes to bar and the chest to bar and the bar muscle up. So it was kind of like that, like, ooh, what's going to happen?
Yeah.
So we had a lot of ladies that I noticed that came in and were like, I don't have chest bar pull-ups.
Yep.
And they got them.
Yep.
Catherine M., she did not have a single chest bar pull up before the open, and she got 19 in the workout.
Wow.
Which is amazing. Ashley Crowder and Amber Earle came in. I love this. They were there at like 9 o'clock at night, yeah. doing the workout. So they did the whole workout. They judged each other, and then Ashley just kind of stopped because she didn't think she had a chest bar pull up. And then after, she did like five. So she redid the workout after she was gone for a weekend out of town. She got her chest bar pull ups. Mm-hmm. Which was pretty awesome. And Jamie Kemper, 13 months postpartum.
Yep.
Two bar muscle ups.
Yep.
That was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
So it's just like, it was the workout that kind of pushed people to maybe, like, they think do things they wouldn't do in the normal training day to day.
That's super cool. Yeah, I mean, I was there for Jamie doing that. And I was also there, I think Alexa went right there. And, you know, Alexa, it's been tougher to get back to the gym with her schedule. Mm-hmm. And she got back clean and jerk, I think like 165 or 167. And I could, and she like used that as like motivation. Like, I'm going to get back in here. And just those small little things,
yep.
own my heart, you know?
Oh yeah, for sure.
I thought that was amazing. I'm literally thinking now on that side of the rig and then on the other side of the rig. So many people were surprised at how hard that workout was.
Yeah.
I would like to highlight Blake and yeah. Jeremy mainly, because these guys, I know we highlighted them before. Ugh, crap. We're going to give them such big heads. Highlighted them twice. They weren't really highlighted before, but these guys have been doing this for a while, and they surprise themselves year after year. They're training smart because they train for longevity, and Blake took the time to do that entire private leaderboard thing, which
average
I think
Joe's
is Average Joe's, which is so cool. And that just shows our community. And yeah. I think this open, especially 21.3, showed how important our community is. And you can't even describe it. When you see someone in the grocery store and they're like, "Hey, Jim, you go to, like, what's it about?" You're like, "Man, I can't even begin to tell you." It's mm-hmm. it's hard to tell.
Even after all these years, it's my favorite thing to go out and see someone wearing our gear, like, you know, one of our members mm-hmm. or, you know, and now that we have so many more members than we used to, it's like that community has expanded. So now you see people, like, I was at the laundry on Saturday and Miranda came up to the table. She's like talking to us, and we just yeah. see people everywhere, and I love that. So that's awesome.
Highlighted.
So Lance and Sally were the winners of the Average Joes and Jody's.
Yeah.
Which was pretty cool.
And
Lance was almost originally banned.
Lance was almost banned.
Because he's too good.
However, like we talked about before, we've brushed over Lance. He needs to be highlighted in this one.
Oh, yeah.
Because
first and foremost, he didn't need to tie his shoe.
No, he didn't need to tie his shoe. But he turned out one of the most impressive performances in the entire earth on the first part of that workout. It was the second time he did it, and he did it with such, like, disciplined rest and grace.
Yeah.
And he pushed when he needed to push. He tore the shit out of his hands.
Oh, gosh.
And still had to PR his clean and jerk. And then I also, on the flip-flop of the elite scores, would Jordan, you know, she did not have the best workout, and I am not the easiest personal coach when you have those goals. So I came down on her pretty hard, and she came back and crushed it. So she can be highlighted too. But I think the biggest takeaway I had from that last workout was how much fun was just everyone watching everyone.
Yeah.
That was so great. Cool. And you don't really know who people are watching. Some people don't like that. They don't want to be the center of attention. I just thought it was so cool. Like, it was like 7 different movies going on at every heat.
I know. It was, that Friday night was electric. Probably because I think the most people were there. There were people that didn't go to our gym that were there watching. I'm like, who are these people? Yeah. It's like they brought their parents or their friends. And I'm like, this is cool because it's normal to us. The Open is normal to us.
Mm-hmm.
We're like, oh, these people with clipboards and they're counting their reps and doing all this stuff. But to the outside world, that's not normal. So people walk into this gym and they're like, what the heck are these people doing on a Friday night when I'm usually out drinking or partying or, you know, just things like that. Like, we take for granted our normal and how fit we are, truly, because what you guys do on a daily basis, most people can't even fathom. Like, you take it easy on a flow day and you're like, oh, I'm just going to go slow. Like, most people can't do that normally.
Right.
Even on their hardest days. So it's, I think, cool to watch other people watch that environment.
Yeah, I mean, it was, I feel like we don't have specific stories here, but I guess the overarching thing for the Open, we had the most people sign up that we ever have.
Yep.
We had people, like, this is their first, they thought you logged the workout in Sugar Wad. You know, it's just so funny because all these newer people, the vibe attracts the tribe. I mean, our vibe is set that this place, it's your third place, right? You have like your church, your work, your home, and then CrossFit to Weibo. I don't know how else to describe that. And it's cool to see newer people. A lot of people who have been with us know that.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to highlight Sarah Perry on the whole Open.
Oh, okay.
Real quick.
Okay.
Sarah, I am the fiercest competitor on planet Earth. Besides me, Jordan, and Charles Barkley, I'm pretty much the order. But I don't share that because I'm a mature adult and, like, Jen helps me, you know. But I also have a son now, so he'll probably have that. So deep down, I always look. I'm like, God, look at our gym. Look at how well we did. And I always look at the top 10. I always tell people, random people, hey, go your hardest. You never know. You might be one of my top 10 scores. And you were like, 200th in the world in top 10. It was amazing. Which is truly the further you go down the leaderboard. I mean, that's how you tell how the gym is fittest.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to push the CrossFit Games to have a top 25, top 50, and I think a top 75. Because you might have finished first in the entire damn world, if I'm just being honest.
Yep.
That being said, Sarah Perry barely signed up for the Open. She's like, Andrew. And she signed up for everyone. She's been with us for 5 years.
Yeah.
Sarah P., you're on vacation right now. You were one of the scores used for 21.1.
That's amazing.
Her double under and handstand walking. She was one of the scores used. And I was like,
that is so cool.
Look at you.
Yeah.
So I can't wait to tell her that. She probably doesn't listen to this crap, but when she comes back, I am going to let her know, and I'm going to prove it to her.
Yeah. That's really awesome. We were talking about the vibe of the gym.
Mm-hmm.
One of the, I mean, like you said, we all know the vibe, and we all kind of know each other, and the new people get on board pretty quickly. But one of my favorite things is when we have drop-ins coming, because there's an experience drop-in. Like, hey, I looked at your schedule. I'm coming to the 9:30. And whatever. So, like, sure. But the feedback that I get from drop-ins from our community is always like, you guys were so chill. Everyone was so friendly, so relaxed, so nice. And that is the type of environment that I hope, you know, we radiate. And coming from the drop-ins, that's...
Yeah.
The people that have never come to our gym but are members of other gyms.
Yeah.
That's what they always take away. So, and that's all you guys of... You know, just being kind, being open, being friendly, and, you know, That's awesome.
Yeah, you put the person next to you first.
Yeah.
You truly don't really have an ego about anything, and that's fantastic. That being said, we don't really know what's happening with this top 10%, and it should be announced on the 5th, but we have a decent amount of people that fell into that top 10%. Mm-hmm. So we'll probably, you know, throw you guys out a post if you wanted to watch them work out. If you didn't, we don't really care. But it's kind of up to the top 10%, in my opinion. And yes, you and I are going to technically be part of that. But which, hey, that's impressive for you. As someone who watched you birth a baby in our bedroom, to think at that moment that you've been doing the open a couple months later, like, whoa.
Hey, thanks.
Yeah, that was utterly, utterly impressive. So...
I'm also one of the most competitive people.
You are, but it's different because you're a track athlete and I was a ball player. I tried to explain it. Anyways.
Thank you guys for an amazing
Hold on. I have one more thing.
Oh.
If there's something more you want from us, take for example today, I was talking to the 930 about nutrition. Mm-hmm. And everyone was so impressed at how much knowledge I had. Like I said, ask me any question and I'm going to give you an answer. If I don't have an answer, I will say... I don't have an answer, but I can get back to you. But typically, I have a damn answer. Sometimes I wish I didn't. Sometimes I wish we didn't have this knowledge that we do, because it's haunting to know some of these truths of health and fitness. If there's anything more we can do, when I say we, I mean me and Jen first and then our staff.
Yep.
Please let us know.
Mm-hmm.
And we are open to hearing it. If you want to hear more podcasts, if you actually get value out of this, I can't believe you guys like this.
Yeah.
If you want to see more challenges, if you want to see more serious challenge, not April Shred's not serious, but like if you want to see, I don't know, like some other competitive aspect, if you want to see more community gatherings, like, well, that's kind of hard with COVID, but just still let us know.
Yeah. Yeah. We have a couple big months coming up. We have the mm-hmm. April Shred this month. We have Murph.
And we're starting Murph prep, right?
Yeah. Murph is prepping right now, starting in the programming. That was another thing, is the program, it goes in cycles. I don't know, maybe people don't know,
mm-hmm.
maybe they do, mm-hmm. but right now we're going through a strength cycle of slow lifting.
Mm-hmm.
You get stronger through deadlifts and back squats, and that's what we're going through right now, just to kind of reset, and I hope everyone can hear Kyle in the background.
Yeah, probably.
Anyways, so yeah. That's what's going on now, keeping you guys, getting you guys strong, keeping you sharp, prepping you for Murph.
Boom. Let us know.